I thought I'd come down and say a few words about the most recent developments with Hydro-Québec and Nalcor and the Upper Churchill contract. And I think that I would characterize this as a desperate move by a company that's been trying one way or another to thwart development on the Lower Churchill for a number of years, unless it was clearly in the best interests of the people of Quebec. Certainly since 2003, this government has taken a position that any resource development in this province is going to see that Newfoundlanders and Labradorians are the principal beneficiaries of that development. And you know, while we have partners, welcome partners in resource development in this province, that principle is paramount in everything we do. Hydro-Québec and the province of Quebec are clearly not interested in such an arrangement. This is not the first time we have come head-to-head on issues of importance to people of the province. But the agenda won't be set by Quebec in terms of how we do our work, how we develop our resources, and how we access markets. And all of the work that we've done in the last 9 years, I think, will bear out in a significant way to the benefit of the people of the province.
Premier, they're not challenging the water management agreement per se, but by restricting the operations of the Upper Churchill would have the same net effect, right, in that you can't flow the water down the river that you'd need to make Muskrat Falls operate properly, and it would maybe restrict the transfer of power back and forth or use it as an integrated system. So that's the net impact if they're successful, correct?
No, there's a nebulous line, without a doubt, between the renewal contract of the Upper Churchill contract and the development of the Lower Churchill. But it is nebulous. I mean, we're looking at the claim that they have, the case that they put forward, and we're highly confident that it wouldn't have a significant impact. There are ways to mitigate, even if in our wildest dreams they were successful. There is a significant difference between the original Upper Churchill contract and the renewal about how Nalcor will deliver power to Quebec. CFLCO, we understand, has received numerous legal opinions, not only from Newfoundland and Labrador, but from firms within Quebec and across the country, and are extremely confident of their position. So, you know, we have had Hydro-Québec try to thwart us, we believe, in terms of the application of the OAT rules, the FERC rules in the country. And we're still challenging that within the court systems in Quebec. Without a doubt, we'll end up in the United States before FERC. You know, we understand hydroelectricity and the transmission of hydroelectricity and the rules around it in this province. We have some of the best expertise, not only in the country, but in the world. So we understand how these rules ought to be applied. And so we believe strongly that we've been thwarted in that process. We've heard vociferous protests from Quebec with regard to the loan guarantee. And despite the fact that the loan guarantee will not cost Canadians 5 cents, while the federal government continues to make significant investments of tens of millions of dollars into Quebec around renewable energy, especially around R&D, without objection from the people of Newfoundland and Labrador. And now, you know, on the day of the ruling from the URAB, because I think perhaps they were looking for a different outcome there, the timing of all of this is very suspicious.
But you said so yourself, that it's very nebulous.
It is.
How things interact with the 2016 renewal of Upper Churchill and this. You have legal opinions. Hydro-Québec clearly has legal opinions. given that it's nebulous, now a judge will decide, or yep. a panel of judges, do you think maybe you should have gotten a court reference before you committed to this project?
We absolutely don't believe it is necessary. We have been extremely confident about how we plan this project from the very beginning. Regardless of whether we went with the development of Muskrat Falls, but how, in fact, we deal with the Upper Churchill contract. We will always look for fairness and balance in the Upper Churchill contract. But we're an ethical government. The people of Newfoundland and Labrador will operate ethically. And so we will always fulfill the commitments that bind us on the Upper Churchill contract. But we're always going to look for a way to address the unfairness of that contract. And in terms of the water management, the EPCA that was brought here in this House of Assembly, and I was the minister that brought that act into the House of Assembly, we clearly state, and Hydro-Québec acknowledges in their letter to the PUB on their decision with regard to water rights on the Churchill River, that the Upper Churchill contract is protected under the EPCA.
Right, but they're not making a water management challenge. And they're making a contract law challenge.
Yes.
In Quebec Superior Court.
Yes.
Because the Upper Churchill contract is heard in Quebec courts. A water management challenge would probably be heard in Newfoundland and Labrador
yes.
court. So it goes back to the letter of that contract. Now, they say that Nalcor and CFLCO's interpretation of flexibility are outside the parameters of that contract. If you lose that, your ability to do an integrated river system, the water management agreement would apply,
yes.
but the Upper Churchill would be ring-fenced, and that has the same net effect as killing water management, does it not?
No, it does not. We are highly confident that if in the most extreme circumstance, and it would have to be extreme, I'm not even sure at this point in time, given the advice we're given, if they will be able to manage that without significant impact in Quebec. Significant impact in Quebec.
What do you mean by that?
Because there's a way that water has to flow to interfere with the Lower Churchill. And if you were going to restrict the water flow to that degree, you would have significant effect within Quebec. This is not an easy thing to do. We understand the transmission of power, water rights, how we need to hold the water, how we need to flow the water. This project has been examined from every perspective over the last 8 years, and we know what we're doing. And so they haven't been able to stop us in any other way, so now they're going to try and toy with the contract. So they're not dealing with us on water rights. In fact, they acknowledge that the EPCA protects the Upper Churchill contract. So now they're gone back to the contract to see if they can manipulate the contract to thwart the development on the Lower Churchill. We're extremely confident, highly confident, that the work we have done will stand us in good stead.
So the federal government is not about Muskrat Falls, but do you believe they are in some way trying to get at Muskrat Falls?
No question. Look, the timing of this is suspicious. You know, on the day of the URAB announcement, you know, which again validates the work that Nalcor has done and the government of Newfoundland and Labrador has done in the planning of this project. Every expert, everyone who's looked at this with any kind of expertise has validated this project as a good one, not only for the people of Newfoundland and Labrador, but for Atlantic Canada. They have vigorously protested the loan guarantee. You know, I co-chair, as you know, with Premier Selinger and Reb for the development or further development of our energy strategy. Quebec has stated time and time again that they will not participate in the development of such a strategy, and yet they arrive at every meeting and participate in every meeting, and at every meeting protest about the fact that the federal government has given Newfoundland and Labrador and Nova Scotia a loan guarantee.
But at the very least, you've got this legal uncertainty now. And how do you respond to those who say that you should stop? You should stop until this is clear.
If I had listened to the people who said, because it's the same people, by the way, who said that there was no markets for the excess power in Muskrat Falls. Well, I guess the URAB has laid that to rest. Not only are there markets beyond Nova Scotia and New England, but Nova Scotia would take everything that we have to offer. You know, this is we understand the Churchill River, we understand the Upper Churchill contract, we understand the renewal contract, we know what the strategy of Quebec is. We're well armed. If we thought in any way that we were in a vulnerable position, given the legal advice that CFLCO has, our own advice within the government, we certainly would have taken steps to mitigate it.
So why are they doing this?
Because they're obstructionists. They absolutely do not believe that we own Labrador. I've really firmly believe that. It's the whole issue with regard to the boundary. It is, you know, we have said to Quebec time and time again, let us set the issue of the Upper Churchill to one side. You know, and stated to them our position, we're always going to try to work within the legal means available to us to bring balance to that contract. But let's just set that to one side for one moment. That doesn't mean that we can't work together on the development of the Lower Churchill. We would welcome you as a partner. But Newfoundlanders and Labradorians have to be the principal beneficiaries. We also understand that this has to be a good deal for Quebec. And what response do we get? Absolutely no. And in fact, they thwart us at every opportunity. And so we have an arrogant, I believe, and a desperate Hydro-Quebec trying now in this final attempt to stop development on the Lower Churchill. But Hydro-Quebec is not going to set the agenda in Newfoundland and Labrador. And when we knew we were being thwarted, we had to develop a strategy that left them out of the equation. And that's what we've done, and we've done it successfully, and they can't stand it.
Did Ottawa look at these legalities at all before issuing the loan guarantee?
Look, we have provided all of this information. When Nova Scotia, the issues around the loan guarantee was that we had to have a clean sanction coming from Nalcor and from Emera, and we have it. So we secured the loan guarantee when we had both those companies sanctioned. We would never expose the people of the province to that kind of risk without ensuring that regardless of what happened with the URAB, that once we got to sanction, that the people of the province were protected.
The UARB is more or less suggesting that it's only the best option for Nova Scotia if they can guarantee a consistent supply of even more power at a Massachusetts hub price. So do you think within your operational plan for Muskrat Falls, the industrial development opportunities for Labrador, that Nalcor can provide that power to Emera to make this the deal that Nova Scotia needs to get approval?
Absolutely. Look, we have an energy warehouse in this province. It's incredible. And the best case scenario for us is that excess power is going to be drawn down in Labrador for development there. But we still have the Maritime Link. We have control of 65% of the capacity on the Maritime Link. So we've always been thinking about how do we fill that line up? And we can fill it up. And so, you know, there's lots of flexibility within the URAB ruling to do that. You know, we're happy to sell power to Nova Scotia and sell more power. You know, we're open for business. Where we can get the best price for the people of the province, we're going to do that. And if that's in Nova Scotia, we're happy to do it. But, you know, the primary beneficiaries and our strategy is to have that power used in Labrador.
The province's status of the civil code challenge to reopen the Churchill Falls contract, is this tied in with that, do you think?
It's all a bigger piece. You know, the province of Quebec has always acted like it owned the Churchill River. And it continues to do so. You would think, in fairness and in balance, given the revenue that they take out of the Upper Churchill compared to what we get as a province, that they'd be anxious to come and do something more fair, more balanced. And the fact that they have not, and in fact, the last contract that nearly got approved, that we have access to a lot of information, was worse than the Upper Churchill contract. And, that's just not acceptable.
Premier, well, if you lose this case, you say you can still operate Muskrat Falls and you're confident that can still go fine, but if the flexibility of the Upper Churchill gets restricted and reined in, how can you possibly do that when the whole system...
But then you have to understand water management. And, and I'd be happy to have you sit with NELCOR to explain that to you. But you would have to restrict... the water flow. Remember that if you're going to restrict water flow to a degree on the Churchill River that would impact Muskrat Falls, then it impacts the amount of electricity that you can generate and the Upper Churchill.
Right. So if they don't flow enough water from Muskrat Falls to work, they don't generate enough electricity to ship back to Quebec.
Exactly.
But what about the issue that they're saying 300 megawatts, that's it. Anything above and beyond that is a breach of their right, and that you've been doing that since last June.
But if we take the amount of electricity over the span of a year that we are entitled to take, in terms of 2016, the language in the renewal contract is significantly different than in the old contract. And there will be electricity over and above the 300 megawatts available to NELCOR. If the energy is delivered in a different way,
that's not
and we're not going to assume that Hydro-Québec is right. We certainly aren't, because we have done our homework the same as we did the whole way down the line, and so there will be power. It was anticipated when that renewal contract was signed that there'd be excess power if that was the way. That the power was going to be delivered, because control now rests with NELCOR in terms of how we deliver that power. And if that power is ours to use, we have an obligation, a legal obligation, to provide power to Hydro-Québec set out in the contract. And we'll do that. But anything above that, especially under this renewal contract, belongs to NELCOR.
Is there any concern
of with Pauline Marois at the Council Federation?
It's going to be an interesting meeting.
So you're going to raise it with her?
It will certainly be on the table. Energy always is. And it doesn't matter if we're within the Council of the Federation or we're anywhere else in this country. What's my job is to protect the interests of the people of Newfoundland and Labrador. And the agenda on energy development in Newfoundland and Labrador is going to be set here in Newfoundland and Labrador. We're an ethical people with an ethical state-owned energy company that is going to meet all of its obligations to Hydro-Québec and anyone else we have contracts with. But other than that, we're going to determine what we're going to do with our energy.
Is there any concern about what this does to the borrowing rates when the province goes to the bond markets to borrow money to build Muskrat Falls?
No, and this, we don't anticipate that this will take a long time to move through the courts. We expect that it will be dealt with fairly quickly. So hopefully by the end of the year, this issue will be successfully resolved.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
See you.